Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seen the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter between September 16th and September 30th at Schneider's Chicago facility in Elk Grove Village and in Summit. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. 2 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with the Bears and their injury report. And limited in practice today up at Hallis Hall were Kyle Long, Jordan Howard, Josh Bellamy, Marcus Wheaton, Prince Amukamara, and Christian Jones. Mike Glennon was a full participant in practice, and Sunday's game at Tampa is a homecoming of sorts for him since he was with the Bucs for a few years. And the question to him, any extra incentive on Sunday?
Obviously, it counts the same, but it's against, you know, the place I was for the past 4 years. A lot of friends, familiar faces on the other side. So, yeah, I think it's just, you know, human nature to be a little looking forward to this, probably a little more than, you know, just because of going against, you know, my former team.
Turning to baseball, the White Sox are leading the Tigers 6-2 in Detroit, top half of the sixth inning. Avi Garcia and Tim Anderson each with two-run singles. Matt Davidson with an RBI single. Johan Moncada with a solo blast. James Shields on the mound for the Southsiders. Elsewhere in progress, bottom four, St. Louis now leading Cincinnati 2-1. And bottom five at Fenway, Oakland leading the Red Sox 1-0. The Cubs here at Wrigley tonight hosting the Mets, going for the sweep with rookie Jen Ho Sang on the mound for the Northsiders. Goff BMW Championship up at Conway Farms in Lake Forest, and Mark Leishman now at 7 under par. He's the leader by two shots over Jordan Spieth and Keegan Bradley. Phil Mickelson having a good round. He's at 4 under so far through 14 holes, three shots off the pace. Further down the leaderboard, Justin Thomas at minus 1, Rory McIlroy at even par, Dustin Johnson is at 2 over par. And in pro basketball, the Bulls today signed 6'11 center Diamond Stone. Last season in a limited capacity with the LA Clippers, he averaged a point and a half and only 3.5 minutes average of play. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit USWaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later this evening, 6:30, for Mark Grody's pregame show, and then the game against the Mets. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Number 49, Jake Arrieta.
Ron, he's almost superhuman. Unbelievable.
Starting pitcher for your Chicago Cubs.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
2015 NL Cy Young Award winner.
Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
World Series champion.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Talking Cubs all season long.
We're feeling it. We expect to remain in first place throughout the remainder of the way.
Jake Arrieta.
What do you do for your beard?
I don't do anything for it, guys.
Really?
Yeah, I try and keep it trimmed. I keep it lined up. I don't like it during the season to get past a certain point, especially the mustache. I find myself putting the size of it into my mouth and chewing on it. It gets a little out of hand.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
You can follow Jake on Twitter at jarrieta34, and you can hear him right now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Now, usually this is a perfunctory question of a guest, but I really mean it. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. I've got a bullpen today. I've been making a lot of progress. Feeling good. So everything's pointing in the right direction. Get off the mound today. Probably do a sim game over the next couple of days, and then hopefully be back out there as soon as possible.
I know Joe Maddon had a conversation with Wilson Contreras about his hamstring issues, maybe not pushing it or redlining it as much as he does. How does a pitcher not do that on every pitch?
Well, I think it's the biggest part of the progression is just kind of pushing it to the point where there's no discomfort, no pain, and controlling the effort that way, just so you're not taking any steps back. And up until this point, we've been able to do that. We've been able to kind of push it without going overboard, and that's really the biggest part of the rehab process is trying to make strides without having any setbacks, and that's kind of where we're at now. I feel really good about it. It's just been, for me personally, trying not to do too much too soon, and I know Wilson was in the same boat. But having said that, I like where I'm at. The training staff has been great with me working on strengthening mobility work and getting to the point where I'm able to throw a bullpen today.
It looked really bad when it happened, and then your next little warm-up pitch there, where you're like, nope, and shut it down. And I was listening to the description on the radio call by Pat Hughes. I was in the garage. I was able to run right into the house to see, and then I thought, oh, boy, this is awful. And then it was a little odd because I don't know that we ever actually got a diagnosis. Was it a pull? Was it a strain? Was it a cramp? Or is it just some a nebulous pain that might defy description?
It was a grade one strain, and I actually watched the replay for the first time yesterday, and I think it looked worse than it was. It was just because it was on my push-off leg, and when I loaded it, and then I made that explosive movement towards the plate, is kind of when it happened. It could have been worse, obviously, and I think we're all thankful that it was just a grade one strain. It was just kind of a partial tear versus, Wilson had a more severe grade two. And his rehab took a little bit longer. So I think it if it had to happen like that, having a grade one strain is I think best case scenario with a strained hamstring of this nature. So it could have been worse, definitely. But it was unfortunate the way it happened. But I think timing wise, it happened at a point where we're able to kind of progress through this thing the right way versus trying to brush it back and be able to get me out there when I'm 100% ready to go.
It's crazy. When we hear strains or pulls or things of that nature with athletes, the default for some people, he's out of shape. But you can't say that with you. I mean, we went through that with a wide receiver in this city, in Alshon Jeffrey, with all the lower extremity muscle pulls. But do you think that you were wound too tightly? Is this something that just could have happened to anybody? Like, what was the how do you kind of internalize what happened with your body in that moment?
Yeah, it's just one of those unknowns, really. You know, the preparation is always there, obviously. The mobility, the, you know, the warm-up leading into a start is the same as it's always been. It's just one of those freak things. Very similar to the way it happened with Wilson, you know, just run down the first base line, trying to get after it, trying to beat out a ground ball. And it just happens. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason. Sometimes strains, pulls, you know, things like that just happen. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it's just something that I've had to deal with and hopefully put this behind me for good.
Usually we hear about, you know, players-only meetings and all those things when teams are in crisis. You guys haven't been in crisis this year, but there's been some consternation from the outside. After the three-game sweep against the Milwaukee Brewers, did you guys sit down and say, hey, what the hell's going on here, guys? And if not, has that happened throughout the season at any point in time where you guys had to kind of, you know, kind of circle the wagons and talk amongst each other?
Yeah, well, I think the time that really occurred that was big for us was at the All-Star break when we were five or six games back. It was a time for us to really reevaluate things. We had, you know, little meetings here and there as a team, you know, just to kind of collectively, you know, express that, you know, we're not out of this. You know, we're not playing the way we'd like, but we're still a championship caliber ball club. And, you know, I think if we asked anybody if we would take, you know, being 2.5-3 games up at this point in the season versus where we were at the All-Star break, I think everybody would take it. So, you know, the three-game sweep was tough, you know, but we were able to obviously bounce back and win a couple games against the Mets. And now we're looking at, you know, the ability to sweep these guys with St. Louis coming to town. So, you know, we've kind of turned things around a little bit, and we just need to continue to play consistent baseball and have our starting pitching give us a good effort every night.
I asked this question of broadcaster and former pitcher Ron Darling when we spoke to him yesterday, and it is the baseball interpretation of urgency, because it's a different kind of sport. It's a sport that you can't play harder ever, and if you try to play it harder, you're not going to be any better at it. So for professionals, when things start to matter, especially a reigning champion, how would you describe urgency?
Well, for me, I think it's all about the preparation and the mentality going into each and every game. If you are able to, you know, have a mentality, have a mindset locked in, and you're 100% focused on what your plan is that day. If you've studied, whether you're a position player, it's all about doing your homework before the series, knowing who the starting pitchers are, knowing the arms they have in the bullpen. If you're a guy on the bench, being ready to come off the bench and face a tough lefty, things like that. And if you're a starting pitcher, just the focus and the preparation of facing a lineup, how to minimize damage. Who are the guys in the lineup we're not going to let beat us, and how do we pitch around those guys to get outs that we have to get with other guys in the order? So, I really think it just the urgency really comes down to, I think, preparation. And if you're able to do all those things, I think that's kind of what the urgency you know, equates to in this game.
Some of the young position players have been thrown in the fire in these last couple of years, and Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Javi Baez, and they've obviously thrived. You got yourself a World Series and a couple of playoff bursts out of it. What do you think those guys who aren't like yourself, who's been around the block a little bit, you've been with another organization, you've seen struggles personally and team-wise and also rebounded and also are a World Series champion, what do you think is the biggest lesson that those guys have learned? Because they haven't really seen team failure or team expectations not be met to this point in their career because they're so young.
Well, I think with failure that certain teammates are going through, a big way to kind of you know, counteract that is having other guys around them step up. You know, with big hits, say, you know, if a guy like Javi or KB goes 0-for-4, having a guy like Rizzo or Hayward or Contreras step up to the and drive that run in or get the guy over. It's all about putting your teammates up and trying to alleviate some of that pressure, some of the stress that comes along with games, you know, that we're playing down the stretch like we are right now. So, I think being able to pick up your teammates is a way to kind of alleviate some of that pressure, some of that tension from guys, you know, like KB, who every time he's at the plate, he expects to drive runs in, he expects to get on base. And, you know, we all know that every time that's not going to happen. So having guys around them that can step up and handle some of the pressure is a big way to help young guys deal with some of that failure.
I'm looking at the battery for tonight's game. The lineup just posted, and Jen Ho-Sang is on the mound, and Taylor Davis, his AAA catcher, is going to be catching him. And this is in the middle of a pennant race to see something like this. And I know Cub fans are like, why are they screwing around with call-ups and this? But, you know, why not? You know, I think this is the kind of thing, too, where you get some players that are looking at this and saying, hey, it's another reason to have fun. Maybe change things up a little bit. You never know.
Well, I think you're right, and I don't think just because you know, these guys are going to be out there working together, it means that we're not taking it seriously. I mean, obviously, Sang has had a really nice year for us in the minor leagues, a really good win loss record with a really good ERA. So we're all excited and looking forward to seeing him go out there and throw and really enjoy his debut, especially being able to make that here at Wrigley Field. I know is going to add some energy and emotion to his outing. And you know, having Davis back there, they're familiar with each other. And I think it's a good way to start his big league career.
I don't know how much you watch the opposing pitcher, especially when you're actually starting against that guy, but I went to the coldest game that I've ever been to. We actually talked about it during transition a couple of years ago where you were facing Matt Harvey, and it was like 33 degrees, and I was freezing my ass off, but I enjoyed watching two of the best guys in the game pitch. We fast forward a couple of years later, Matt Harvey has had his struggles, and there's been some weird instances. When you see a guy like that who's only 28 years old, has only pitched 500-plus innings, and is coming off of the phenom status that he was a couple of years ago, everybody's salvageable. But when you see a guy like that, do you think to yourself, like, man, only if they did this with him, or maybe his mind isn't clear? Like, do you start to wonder inside that pitching fraternity when you see guys struggle a little bit?
Well, you know, and having been around for quite a while now and seeing so many different guys have success and then have failure, you realize that the adjustment isn't that big. And watching his outing the other night, you know, it was basically, it just came down to his command and his location and hitters counts. And really, there's not a ton of mechanical adjusting for him to do from my perspective, from my point of view, watching him. And I watched several of the innings on TV to kind of see how his delivery looked and how his command was. And that was the biggest thing I saw. I saw him just get behind guys. And then when he was in hitter's counts, he threw balls over too much of the heart of the plate. And most of them were elevated. So that's really where the damage comes against him. But really, I think he's still got a bright career ahead of him. It appears that he's healthy. And I think that if he just a little bit, he's going to be just fine.
So we were admiring, I guess is one way to term it, Javier Baez's new style with the long hair extensions and the long chain. Jake, so, Jason, how did you exactly phrase the ratio?
The chain to extensions ratio is that of an NBA wife. I need someone, and I'm talking to you because I know Chris is too nice to do it. I need someone to pull him to the side and go, Javi, you got all the swag in the world. You were butt naked on ESPN magazine. You got a street named after you in Humboldt Park. Let's not add on to the extensions. All right, you're not fooling anybody at this point. You might have got away with it for a little bit, but now, like, it's to the point now where it's going to be feathered here in a couple of minutes. That's how long it is.
Man, Javi's channeling his inner Ronnie Belliard, and that's kind of something. I told him, I was like, man, you look just like Ronnie Belliard. And we give him crap for it all the time, but, you know, he's like, listen, I don't care. I like it, so save it. You know, that's what he wants to do. He likes to rock it. Obviously, he's gone with the chains.
I'm all about the chain gang. Like when Jorge Soler was traded, I shed a tear because that was a member of the chain gang that was moving along. I like the chain, but the extensions is just, I mean, he's got enough, you know, I feel like you're compensating for something at this point. You're good. You're Javi Dan Baez.
It's a tough sell for me too, guys, but, he's all in. I mean, he's pod committed. He's not folding his hand. And I think he's probably going to rock it. And he's probably going to change it up, add some colors in there as the year progresses.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't think that we've seen the last from Javi.
Who's next, Lackey?
I would love to see that. I would pay just about any amount of money to see him with braids.
You should do it, man. Just braid it up.
It's funny, though, because you bring up Ronnie Belliard, and I just remember that he looked like Javi at the start of his career.
Yeah,
but at the end of his career, he was like Terry Pendleton. He was listed at 210, but he was closer to like Bartolo Colon by the end there. So as long as Javi's laying off the arroz con gandules, you know, because I don't want to see him approaching Ronnie Belliard.
Well, this guy's a physical freak. I don't think he's going to put any weight on that's not intentional for at least 10, 15 years. So I don't think we've got anything to worry about there.
So who's the guy that like you just said, physical freak, who's the guy that feels, outside of yourself, feels most comfortable walking around the clubhouse just letting everybody see what's going on?
John Jay's always walking around just in his underwear. I don't know if it's just if it's because he likes the vibrant colored underwear that he's always wearing. He's got his Miami Crocs on and his underwear, usually for the first hour or two in the day. He's solid. He's got a nice setup, physically in great shape. So I gotta go with JJ.
Okay,
nice setup. I like that.
And who's the guy that kind of makes sure that no one's in the shower when he's there?
Oh, we don't have any of those guys. We really don't.
You don't have anybody that's let themselves go a little bit?
We're all pretty comfortable in the shower. I think we got a good group, man. No, nobody's ashamed of what they're working with.
I got a long memory.
I mean, I hear all the old Mike Redmond stories. Like him and Matt Stairs were these guys that just had reputations. Like, look, we're trying to play cribbage, and you're standing on the table completely naked for no apparent reason. I don't know if you ever had a teammate like that. We're just like, dude, all right, fine, whatever you're doing, just, you know, let us go on with our business here.
I've had teammates like that in the past, but I think now there's just too many cameras around. You know, you can't you can't be too careful nowadays.
All right, Jake, always fun to talk to you, man. Hopefully everything's healing up the way that it's supposed to, and there are no setbacks, and you can get back on the mound and start doing your thing and earning that next year's bag, because we all know outside of the World Series, yeah, that bag is very important.
And I look forward to it, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right, Jake, thank you. Jake Arrieta, brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave. For less, go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Zach Zabin's going to join us at some point, and the wild man that is Pete Futek at 3 o'clock. We got a lot to do today. Mm-hmm. I know there's some other things you want to address as well. Did you get it off your chest in transition, or is there more?
Yeah, and this is the other thing, too. I actually turned off the text because it's not because, I'm scared of you, or whatever the case may be. I respond to everybody. But, you know, sometimes in these conversations, it's okay to call up, and you call up and talk about whatever you're feeling. And I feel like conveniently a lot gets lost in text when we go back and forth with people. So if you want to jump in on anything that you heard maybe in the transition top of the show, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Twitter and Facebook, all those things are cool, but the conversation, it gets kind of weird sometimes on the text message. And I know there are certain things that guys won't say on the air as well. So maybe the conversation will be a little bit more tame there. 4 o'clock, don't forget that your bad fantasy team after 1 week needs some repair. You've got a tough decision to make. Jamie Eisenberg will join us for our fantasy football segment as well. So we got a lot to do today here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. I know you have something to read, so I will get out of your way.
I'm good.
He doesn't have anything to read?
I'm all set.
Oh, there it is. All right, dial us up. We'll talk to Zach soon about the Bears. Talk to you about everything right here on 670 The Score.
Fantasy football fanatics, The Score's got you covered every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 with Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Presented by Great Clips, it's going to be great. Starring Joe O, featuring season-long and daily fantasy football all in one show. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here in Los Angeles, I am definitely feeling better about the LA Dodgers now that they ended their 11-game losing streak and ran their winning streak to 2 games. So, no need to slam that panic button just yet. But I would make sure that you keep it handy just in case. Because it was only a few weeks back that I was calling them the best LA Dodgers team I've ever seen. Then a couple of weeks later, I was wondering if that was the worst Dodgers team I've ever seen. And both these statements are fair. They are the only team in history to win 15 of 16 and lose 15 of 16 in the same season. So which team are they? I'd say more the latter than the former, but they better get it going right now, especially with the Nationals coming up next. What I'm saying is they're still the team to beat, I think. I'm Jim Rome.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code-compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Mirage Chevy has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from Dealer Rater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Fine.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts. Safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh. This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
There's a reason that Sunrise Chevrolet has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from DealRater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure, like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Rebates. Every morning I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it, I saw it, Bears fans saw it, you know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It is 2:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Joe Maddon's lineup is in for tonight's game against the Mets. John Jay will play center field and bat leadoff tonight, followed by Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Happ at second. He'll hit cleanup. Schwarber in left, Baez at short, Hayward in right. Taylor Davis will be behind the plate catching Jen Ho Sang. He will be on the mound. He, of course, coming up from the minor leagues. He was the Cubs minor league pitcher for the year. Meanwhile, bottom six at Detroit. The White Sox lead over Detroit now 10-4. Johan Moncada has four hits so far this afternoon, including a home run. Avi Garcia has three hits, a home run, and five RBIs. Bottom five, St. Louis leading Cincinnati 4-1. Bottom six, Oakland and Boston, they are tied at one. Golf BMW Championships up at Conway Farms in Lake Forest. They're having no problems up there. Mark Leishman is your leader. He's at 8 under par. He's on the back nine right now. Keegan Bradley is in the clubhouse in second at 6 under par. He shot a 65 today. Jordan Spieth still on the course at 5 under. Phil Mickelson on the course at 4 under. Sergio Garcia 3 under. Rory McIlroy at 1 under. And Dustin Johnson way down the leaderboard. He is at 2 over par. Pro basketball, the Bulls today signed 6'11 center Diamond Stone. He played briefly last season for the LA Clippers. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast later this evening, 6:30 for Mark Grody's pregame show, and then the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Ford.com.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and also our creepers out there on Facebook Live. I see you, everybody out there in the chat room hanging out with us. We appreciate you. Some of you we don't appreciate, but we're happy that you're there.
So the midday show had a swimsuit supermodel on earlier today?
I believe they did. And she talked about Ezekiel Elliott because she went to Ohio State.
Oh. Okay.
And she was looking forward to seeing how that whole thing was.
How's that whole deal? I started sort of remembering in score history and broadcast history how many times the paths have crossed with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. So
I've never been around when that happened.
Yeah, weren't you there when, was it Kim Alexis?
I don't remember.
I think you were there when Kim Alexis came through.
Like the hot chick of the, like the flavor of the month and kind of vibe.
In 89.
I can't name them like that.
At Channel 2 in 89, when one of my intern jobs was to escort the guest to the green room, mm-hmm. Kathy Ireland was there. She was fantastic. And now she's like a billionaire or something with her product line. She created some
massive business. She's in like Walmart and business. All these other things. Right? She's doing big business.
And I still, it made me think about I remember being in the car when Mike North interviewed Heidi Klum. It was phenomenal radio.
Like old school North.
Yeah, like he was asking all kinds of wild, just off the wall stuff.
Doing his thing.
And she was loving it. She was throwing stuff right back at him. Yeah. And like not, I mean, because, and I'm getting
can
like,
I come out? I'm a sexual freak.
That's the cut.
I was just thinking, like, damn, this whoever this Heidi Klum is,
right.
Wow.
Doing her thing. And then, like,
Well, then she's got, you know, she becomes an empire of television hosting and judging and all that stuff. And shows that I loved, you know, learned to love. But I had no idea. I just thought, you know, she's another pretty face in a swimsuit. And I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying.
I think ladies, especially who are in any type of industry, after a while have heard it and dealt with it all.
Sure.
So it's either, you know, hey, that's not how we're going to rock on this interview, and I'm going to let you know. You know, it's Terrell, though. or okay, you idiot, let's spar a little bit. I haven't had fun today. I just got off a plane. I'm in the back of some limo where I don't know where I'm going, to some hotel, to shake somebody's hand and, you know, do this photo shoot. This might be the only fun thing I do today. So, yeah, I mean, but that, like, whew. I don't know that, like, even in my time in Atlanta, painfully beautiful women were walking around all the time.
Right.
Like, for instance, with the time I ran into Maya, you may not know her of R&B note, but there's an R&B singer named Maya who had a couple of smash hits, a couple of really nice singles, and I was like, yo. Like, I've never seen her in person before. I'm like, my God, this woman is beautiful. And then she turned out to be the nicest person, one of the nicest people that I met there as well. Sierra came through. She was there the day that I moved in. I moved in on my birthday. We finally, you know, my lady came down, brought, you know, all the stuff and packed up all the stuff. So my partner, Mac McDonald, took a picture with Sierra's like, oh, we're missing you today, Jason. I'm like, this is going to happen because V103, which is the biggest urban station in the South, is in Atlanta, but we share the building with them.
Yeah, you told me that every once in a while.
Oh, my God. People would just, one of the killing Mike would just come through and be like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, dude, you don't understand. Like, he's like, I like your show. Like, oh, no, I like your work. Like, you are the man. Like,
that's Run the Jewels.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Killing Mike was down. I met LL Cool J. You know, Fred Smoot.
Wait, the former defensive back.
Smoot Smack was my dude. Okay. That dude had some stories for you. Like, you want to get the old
the party boat,
the love boat.
He was on the
stories,
boat. Yep,
like the stuff that we heard.
Five of them, bro.
Man, they might as well. They might,
the like, Nina, the Pizza, right, the Santa Maria.
At one point, he looked at me. He's like, Jay, it wasn't enough champagne in that joint. I'm like, all right, Smoot Smack. I'm glad you kept your money, and I'm glad nobody got arrested. So yeah, it was but yeah, there was a parade. Cordell Stewart's ex-wife, Portia, she's just like phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But she had like a bunch of handlers, and it was like, you know, the camera, because she was on a reality show, so the cameras came up there with
it was like Real Housewives.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the one that Kim Bierman was on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's actually a Real Housewife of Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah,
Michael Kopech's
girlfriend's mother.
Right.
Who married Croy Bierman, the outside linebacker at the time.
And she's the one who looks like a lion. Right?
Yes. She's got a big mane of hair. Yes. Yes.
That's why you're probably attracted to her, because you like lions.
I didn't know I was attracted to her. I'm not attracted to those ladies. They act like animals on those shows.
And they're supposed to.
Those producers force them to. But at some point, it's like, when are you when, like, at what point does the self-respect angle come in where I'm just, I'm sure that there's a lot of them that are like, yo, I'm not going to do that no matter what. But then you're like, wait a minute.
Once you agree to be on that show, you know what you're doing.
Well, when I was down there, someone came to me and was like, would you like to, you know, we might put together a media show like that. And I'm like, nah, man.
That's Terry Fox all day.
No, that wasn't Terry that did it.
No, I'm saying put him on it.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure he would have wanted me to be on it if I had told him about it. And I was like, no, I just moved down here. Like, there's a lot of things that when I went down there, I just didn't want to do because I didn't want to be that guy.
Slow walk it.
Well,
right. Yeah.
Immediately when I got down there, they're like, hey, so you're the young brother. And this is Atlanta. This is the A. So we're going to put you in the strip clubs and you're going to get paid to be in the strip clubs. And I'm like, bro, if I go to strip clubs is because I'm not going to get paid to be at that place.
We need you to begin making it rain.
Right.
Like, apparently it means saving a handful of money and throwing it up in the air.
Damn, legit. Like, yeah. They were building in things like, we'll give you this amount of money cash each night, you know, as a part of your deal. And I'm like, bro, if I want to go to a gentleman's club, it's because I'm going with my friends and there's not other things. Like, I'm not going to be promoting a station while Cinnamon is up there doing her thing. Like, that's, I didn't want to go down there and be known as the strip club
guy. Though people should understand, in that city, strip clubs are, they have a very different cultural place than they do.
I mean, we could keep it all the way live. A lot of women go to strip clubs in the South. And Atlanta especially, because that's where they'll find the men that they know are straight. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of men who live other lives.
Atlanta's a capital of a lot of things.
Yes.
It's a mecca for a lot of things.
This is straight from, you know, the ladies' mouths more than one time. Like, and I asked, like, yo, like, are you comfortable here? Like, no. One, that's where the music is broke. Like, that's where they break the music. You know, DJs don't break music
and shoot the crap in the back.
DJs don't break music anymore. You know, like, a DJ doesn't give you, all right, this is the new smash single. That doesn't happen in the North and in the West and the East like it used to. Down there, the hottest music you'll hear first in those places, so people like the vibe there.
So the artists give it to the DJs?
Oh, yeah. Or the DJs are like, yo, I got a song for you. And if the dancers like it and the people like it, all of a sudden it makes it to mainstream. So, like, the gentleman club's culture down there is a lot different. And immediately when I touch down, they're like, all right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm like, you don't got no insurance for me to sell? Or, like, can I get a car? Like, why I got to be the booty dude immediately? Like, I don't want to be the guy that's known as the strip club guy immediately as soon as I touch down. So yeah, Atlanta was different. And this dude, be careful, Jason. Your wife is listening. Let me tell you something right now. I took Nicole to a couple of those. The first one that I took her to, she was like, "Who's gonna pick up their money?" I'm like, "All right, we gotta go. We gotta you're doing quality control for the strip club. Like, oh my god, you're just gonna let the money sit there under your foot?" I'm like, "Nicole, thank you for making this an awful
experience.
They'll
figure it out."
Right, exactly. Like, she didn't know that the strippers pick their own money up. It was just, yeah, so she's been to a couple of them with me.
It's sort of like, do you bust the table or not?
Right.
At a fast casual restaurant.
Do I leave my tray here?
But you're at Panera and you're like, I don't know with this
one. She's
such
a nice lady. Every time she holds the door for me, I don't want to have her, you know, pick up my soup and my bread at the same time. You know, you want to put it away. Yeah, so I had to get out of there real quick.
This segment is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. I think we're burying the lead here.
What's that?
John Jay with exotic underwear.
A banana hammock with the Crocs to match.
And he apparently has a nice setup.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, do your thing. When I heard that, I'm like, hey. But you know what, man? We as men should be able to admire other men. You know, your sexuality or masculinity shouldn't be so fragile that you can't say, hey, over there with the package. God bless you.
Hey, John, nice setup you got going there.
It doesn't look like a bunch of spiders trying to break free. Well, you're taming that thing.
What exactly did he say? Something about they like brightly colored or exotic? Something.
Yeah, it made it seem like he was running around in neon Speedos with Crocs to match.
Or maybe he's got the Borat thing on.
Mankini, yes. The thong mankini.
Great success.
See, now every time John Jay comes up, now
he's starting tonight, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so. I think he's in the lineup.
Well, they can't get Benny out Thanks a lot to the baseball gods, by the way.
You did it, the kiss of life.
For me condemning the song and the baseball player and him going on a run. Thank you, Mets pitching, for making me look like an idiot once again. I appreciate you.
You have given Ben Zobrist the golf kiss of life.
Oh, it didn't work with Kevin White.
No, you killed Kevin White.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did. You killed his career.
And I've never seen three people as happy as you three were that a man and his career might be over for a steak dinner, by the way.
I thought we were getting the steak dinner earlier than anticipated. That's why I was so happy personally.
Oh.
Because we knew we were getting one anyway.
Yeah,
but
you did.
We thought maybe it'd be earlier.
I could be earlier. We could do it while it's nice out. We don't have to wait too long.
I like, downtown vibes, ground.
Winter?
Yeah.
Okay. Anytime. I like hanging out with you guys. I mean, this is the first show that I actually like all three people that I'm working with, so.
Okay. We are going to talk to Pete Futek at the top of the hour.
I'm messing around.
College football things. The man that authors The Cavalcade of Whimsy, one of the strangest and most wonderful weekly sports columns anywhere.
Yeah, let's see what blind guy he's mad at this weekend.
He's coming up at the top of the hour on The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yeah, it was a frustrating loss for the Bears in week 1. How will they fare against Tampa Bay? We're covering it right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score and 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code-compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash-out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Credit card interest is not tax-deductible, but mortgage interest is. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Size is back. Stop in today for a freshly...
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Our guy, Tariq Cohen, is getting that vibe right now. He's on the back page of the Sun-Times. And when we talked about him with Zach yesterday and day before, it seems like you think that all the tricks are out the bag with young Tariq. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Dan Bernstein, but it seems like you think that the magic, not El Mago, but the magic that is Tariq Cohen will be decided or figured out by a defense here soon. And to that, I say
that's part of it.
Darren Sproles has been doing his thing for damn near a decade, if not a decade plus.
He has. I also think when you can give the one name of the guy that sustained it, it's further evidence of how difficult that is to do.
I know.
You know, was it Westbrook that also had you know, one of these times where just explosive.
He used to get blown up.
Yes, he did. And that's, look, Tariq Cohen's played one game.
Westbrook was bigger than Tariq.
Tariq's
as well.
Played one game and has had three signature clobberings already.
But you know what's so crazy? I actually talked to a guy, a former NFL player, about exactly what you were saying. He said to me, every big hit isn't a painful hit. Like the sound.
I get that.
The sound
of a
hit.
Sometimes it's a good collision.
He was like,
it's
the
not...
ones that you don't hear, those are the ones that hurt the most. Sometimes, you know, pads pop and peas pop, especially when you don't have a mic muff.
And Jell-O pudding pop.
Be careful. Careful. You can't make those jokes anymore. Old Zaddy Cosby. You can't mess around like that. But he said that the painful hits are sometimes the ones that, you know, like for instance, the Reggie Bush hit. The signature Reggie Bush hit when I forget which Eagles safety just absolutely mortalized him. Like he made Reggie Bush crawl back to the huddle on all fours. It wasn't a big sound. It was a square hit. Now Tariq Cohen, he's gonna learn. I mean, he's gonna have to get lower, get smaller in some of those situations. He's not coming in pad squared. Hey, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me, Earl Thomas. This is gonna be a collision. He got caught a couple of times looking back at the ball and, you know, got popped. But I've
heard drivers say that too. But so sometimes some of these spectacular crashes were safer than if a guy just turns oddly and hits a wall. You know, it doesn't look like Dale Earnhardt. It didn't look like much, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't one of these. Oh my! What happened? It's like, well, what happened? Well,
his head came off.
His head's not on anymore.
Sheldon Brown.
Okay.
Thank you.
There
thank you,
go.
Shep. Go back. If anybody wants to see the soul leave a football player, Sheldon Brown and Reggie Bush, where Reggie Bush is on all, and this is rookie year, I believe. I mean, this is Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, top three or four pick, whatever he was, and Reggie Bush got killed. And I'm like, yo, Yeah, so you want to play football. That's it. So, I mean, he knows what he signed up for. If he's only going to be used for a 3 or 4 year run, that's fine. But I think he'll last a little bit longer. And
I'm rooting for him. He's a nice kid.
Some of this off tackle stuff that Matt Bowen on his Instagram kind of detailed. I mean, his speed, his footwork, his balance. Like this, I don't think he's just a trick back. I think there's a guy who can touch the ball a little bit for you.
Jimmy in Palatine, you're on the score. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. First-time caller. I've been listening since day one.
Thank you, man.
A little nervous in my voice, but I wanted to talk to Jason about all the Jameel Hill and all the race stuff. For me, when you guys first became a partners, I didn't know how it was going to be, but it's been great. I think you guys are one of the best shows on the radio.
I appreciate that.
But I listen to sports for, entertainment. You guys make me laugh and, all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. All the negative stuff, like, that's what I shut off. And I turned to you guys for the good stuff, making me laugh, the ball busted, stuff like that. And I just feel like if I wanted to hear all that other stuff, I would just listen to other channels.
Jimmy, let me ask you this. And I definitely understand where you're coming from. And I'm not going to rail on you. But do you think I want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
Okay, so, and that's the thing. Jimmy, there's sports and politics and race and all this other stuff have been intertwined since Jackie Robinson, since Jesse Owens, since the beginning of people covering sports.
Muhammad Ali,
all those things. And when you say you'll go somewhere else, the problem is, Jimmy, to me, people are going elsewhere, and the festering problem that we have as a country still happens. Like it's still allowed to grow and be as divisive and as nasty as it's ever been. So I can dig it. I understand. Listen, 4 hours yesterday and 4 hours the day before, I didn't talk about this. We chopped it up the last, and it's, you know what's so crazy? 17%. I counted 1 week, the segments that we did when it was a heavy time, the Kaepernick and all that other stuff, 17% of that week's shows were dedicated to things that people might think is, quote, race talk.
Right.
And the other 83% was regular sports stuff. And I'm not lying to you. But you know what it seems like? 17% to zero is a lot. So what people do is compare the zero that they hear on the other station or that they hear anywhere else and go, oh, well, if you're talking about it at all, that's too much. When as I look at it, 17% doesn't seem like a lot. And in the end, Jimmy,
especially when it's dominating the national conversation about sports.
We talk about stories here, man. Like, how this goes down, Jimmy. And you said also you'll go elsewhere for it. How often do you have those conversations? And I'm not coming at you disrespectfully. I'm legit asking. How often do you have those conversations?
And I'm going to be honest. Not often. I haven't with my kids. And I worked in the city for years, in the west side, south side, and I've seen the worst part of the black community. So my view of that has always been bad. And a guy like you comes on the radio, and just you talking and being you educates us more about the black community in a positive way.
See, but that's a lot. Jimmy, that's a lot.
A lot of stuff.
I can dig it, Jimmy.
We're around the same age, and
I can dig it.
You know,
I can also understand
it in a different light. But you really do,
and that's I don't know if I should
just
be
being yourself.
I appreciate that, but I don't know if I should be that person that always brings you that. That's the thing. Like, for instance,
I'm not here to be an ambassador.
Yeah, like when I talk to you about, and I know we got a break here, but when I talk to you about the other things that affect me, whether it be lupus or my little cousin Miles who has fought and beat cancer over and over again, and the charities that Dan is involved with, you don't get that. But whenever it comes to a disease that is plaguing this country, it seems that we're up in arms and we can't just have the conversation. So, Jimmy, I appreciate you, man, and hopefully you keep listening and you keep calling in. We appreciate you. But yeah, man, I talk about things that I am passionate about, whether it be sports or anything else, movies, television shows. It just seems that the 0% is glaring to so many people that don't want to hear the 17%.
Pete Futek next on the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One's.
This segment brought to you by RingTV.com. Canelo versus Triple G, two of boxing's greatest, enter the ring Saturday night. Canelo versus Triple G, a fight for the world. This Saturday night, Canelo versus Triple G, only at RingTV.com, the official online pay-per-view.
Now shopping for your family can earn you free gas.
Fill her up, Mom!
That's because you can use Plenty Points to save money on Synergy fuel at participating Exxon and Mobil stations, the exclusive gas partners of the Plenty Rewards program. You'll get $2 in savings on gas for every 200 Plenty Points you redeem. How great is that? So download the Plenty app and activate bonus fuel offers from Exxon and Mobil today.
Way to go, Mom!
Total amount of savings depends on points earned. Maximum of 2,500 points per gas purchase. See Plenty.com for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you at Mike Lennon.